Securely resting in the hollow of God's hand, there stands a university of dedicated Christian young people, preparing for their future work and service to Christ their Lord. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly.
Three more villages reach for Jesus Christ.
Yes, Brother Smith, my people, they have a hunger for the gospel, and they have a love for Brother Smith.
And I have much love for your people, Lupe. Which villages will it be tomorrow?
Hidalgo and La Poza.
Hidalgo. I remember that name. Didn't we have a service there once before?
Yes, there is a fine group of Christians in Hidalgo.
How about La Poza?
Well, Brother Smith, La Poza is a difficult place. But there is one family that is saved. They wish for a church in La Poza, but I fear it will be some time. There is great opposition in that area.
Well, where is La Poza anyway? Is it near Santa Rita?
Santa Rita? Where did you hear of that village?
Why? Is there something unusual about it?
Who told you of it?
Well, Senora Pena, last night in our service here in San Rafael. She asked me to come and preach in her village of Santa Rita.
We cannot go.
Oh? Why is that?
It is the village of Francisco Prado. For that reason, we cannot go.
And who is Francisco Prado?
Francisco Prado is the leader of the bandits. and a very bad man.
Oh, bandits. Oh, come now, Lupe. Surely you're joking.
No one laughs about it here in the mountains, Brother Smith.
Lupe, this is the 20th century. The days of Pancho Villa are gone.
I wish they were. Don Francisco's a modern Pancho Villa, and he's no joke, I assure you.
Well, now, if we go in the daytime, there would be little danger. And you said it's close to La Poza. We could go there if there's any trouble.
It is because of the bandits of Santa Rita that there is no church in La Poza.
Oh, I see. But, Lupe, if God has given us an open door, no one can stop us. Is that not what God has said?
Yes, Brother Smith.
Well, Senora Peña says there's great hunger in her village for the gospel. It wouldn't be right for me to turn my back on them, would it, Lupe?
No, but Don Francisco, he's a very dangerous man.
But our God is a very powerful God. He can protect us.
It is only for that reason that I go with you.
Good. Then it's settled. Let's go and have some supper and make out our plans for the trip.
Senora Peña, buenas tardes.
Oh, Don Lupe and Senor Smith, I am so glad you have come. We have been expecting you.
Really? We didn't tell any of the villagers we were coming.
Oh, Nacho heard it when he was buying supplies in San Rafael.
Nacho is one of Don Francisco's men, Senor Smith.
Oh, he was. But since he heard Senor Smith tell of Jesus, he refuses to go with Don Francisco. He tell all the village people to be ready for your coming. We will have a service this afternoon in my house. All the villagers will come.
That is good. Then we can leave early to return to San Rafael.
Oh, no, senor. You cannot leave so soon. Don Francisco wishes to hear the words of Senor Smith. His men have been commanded to bring you to his house tonight.
The last time a man was commanded to be brought to Don Francisco's house, he did not return.
Lupe, don't be afraid. Don Francisco can't harm me unless God wills it. Our God does not make mistakes.
The villagers, we all pray for you. Don Francisco is very angry with you. Nacho was one of his best men.
Brother Smith, please, let us leave now.
No, Lupe. This is the opportunity we've been praying for.
It is wise for you to stay since Don Francisco wishes it. He would not be pleased if you tried to leave. Your safety could not be guaranteed on the mountain trail without his permission. He wishes to hear what you say that makes bandits leave their guns.
Stop.
Who is there?
I wish to speak to Senor Smith.
I'm Smith. What can I do for you, amigo?
You will come with me, both of you. Don Francisco is waiting.
Don Francisco?
It's all right, Lupe. We'll come with you, amigo. Kind of like a Western movie. People back home would never believe me.
If you get a chance to tell them, senor.
Yes. There is that possibility.
In there, senor. You stay here with me.
It's all right, Lupe. You pray for me.
Yes, brother. I pray.
You are here, Senor Smith. You're not afraid that I might have you killed?
I have put my life in the hand of my God. Whether I live or die, that's up to him, senor, not you.
See, your God. That is why I talk with you. Sit down. I mean you no harm.
Thank you.
First, I make a confession. My compadre, Nacho, he heard your words. Then he becomes a very different man. No more is he any good for a bandido. That made me very angry. Then I heard that you are coming to Santa Rita. I arranged for this meeting to have you killed. But
what changed your mind?
I make it my business to know what goes on in Santa Rita. I heard you speak at the house of Senora Peña this afternoon.
What?
Aha, you have the surprise.
Oh, yes, I must admit I do.
I heard you speak of one Jesus Christ who forgives sins. I see many villagers kneel before you with many tears, but get up with happy smiles. Senor Smith, I want to ask you one question.
And what is that, Don Francisco?
Senor, can this Jesus forgive me? A bandido grande? A murderer?
Yes, Don Francisco. My God can save to the uttermost. Let me tell you about the thief on the cross. He too was a bad man, a thief and a murderer. He was nailed to that cross.
Oh, God, Quentin, you know who I am. I have been a very bad man, but I ask for mercy like the thief on the cross. Take away my sins. Have mercy on my soul.
Seal this soul with thy Holy Spirit for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Senor, you are right. God can even save a murderer. Pancho.
Si, Don Francisco.
Go get the men. Bring them here pronto. Senor Smith has brought us much good news.
Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Today's story was adapted from a true incident by Anne Musselman Buer. Listen again next week at this time for another dramatic story of Christian experience from the Fortress of Faith, Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.